All right, we're back on the podcast, and I am so excited to be back on the airways with you. It's been a minute since I've done a one-on-one, and I'm truly like so grateful. I have so much gratitude to be here in this present moment with you. Nothing means more than to have your time and energy. Really, though, it's truly special, and it's important for me to recognize that and acknowledge you for that. It's beautiful to be able to have this time with you in your day on Monday or whenever this is released or whenever you listen, right? I just want to say, like, the feeling that I want to give people when they come and listen to my podcast, first is I want them to be able to feel good. So whatever's going on in your world, you have a platform here to come listen to me and join in to spend time with me. To feel fucking good. But besides that, you get to feel seen. You get to feel understood. You get to feel like I fucking get you. And everyone deserves that. Everybody. I fucking crave that shit. That is awesome. Human connection, consistency with it is huge. And I want to be able to be a great role model for all of you. To connect with your authentic selves, and I'm sure all of you are, you know, in beautiful ways. But there can be hesitation with it in the world we live in today. And that's okay. There is no judgment. It's not a place where anyone's going to be judged. People are fully accepted here. People are fully supported here. People are unconditionally loved when they come to listen to CG's podcast. So I just want to say thank you. That's my little ramble on that part in the beginning. I have to let you know how I feel. And with that, shout out to my men out there who listen to my podcast. I'm here with you guys. I'm here to bring the best out of all of you. To show you, hey guys, it's okay to connect with your feelings and emotions as a man. Society and all the bullshit out there is not true. You can cry. You can share how you feel. You can understand your partner's feelings and give them that safe space to be themselves. You can do all of that and more. So that's my little reminder for the boys, for the men, for the women. Thank you for being God's greatest gift on earth. Because I truly believe that. Without women, fuck, it'd be a shitty place. It'd be pretty fucked here. It would not be fun. The world would not be a fun place without women. And thank you. Thank you all. I mean, I think it's so cool how, like, just like how emotional women can be. And we all deserve to be, right? As with any gender. But how they show up, you know, like how women show up for. You know, I think I go right to like giving birth and having kids and to be so nurturing. I have so much gratitude for women and how they show up every day. We are all equal. So I never want a female to feel like they're below a man because that's bullshit. Not here on this podcast. We're all equal. We all show up in different beautiful ways with any gender. I want to get into a few things. In my past, in past relationships that I've had, I never really covered boundaries, values, and certain things that are healthy. The fuck do I know now? I've done a lot of work on myself to understand what's healthy. That's not my fault, though. A lot of things that we may not know that we're unconscious of is like, it's okay. No one's meant to be perfect here. We're all humans. We make fucking mistakes too. And for me, I like to learn from them and grow from them. I want to talk about this. I wrote down like 40 different things that are listed on this piece of paper of the values that I have and I want within myself and what I'd like to see in my partner too. You know, it's if you learn, and I really learned this, I really have dated myself the past year and a half, a little over that. I have. And it's been beautiful. I really learned to fall in love with myself. I really learned to look after myself first. I've really learned to embrace unconditionally loving myself and fully embracing who I am authentically, fully accepting me. And it's a work in progress every day. I'm not saying like, hey, all right, I'm completely there. What I think though, is that there will be a time when someone special shows up in your life to enhance that for you. I'm telling you, they will. When that right person comes into your life, they're going to enhance you falling even more in love with you and fully accepting yourself and also learning to give that type of love and treatment to the person that's across from you that enhances it with you. I always say this, we're very deserving of giving love, but damn, we're really deserving of receiving love too. And if that's ever been hard to accept or believe, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if you have ever felt that way. And if you do today as well, because I've been there and I know why I felt that way. And I continue to learn. I know why I felt that way. Man, the feeling of not feeling lovable. Man, the feeling of not feeling enough. Man, the feeling of not being taken serious. Man, the feeling of being doubted. Man, the feeling of not being fully fucking appreciated. That all sounds pretty shitty. But that's not what I deserve. That's not who I am. And I want to let you know that's the opposite of everything you are too. You know? It's true. You're more than enough. You're more than lovable. Oh, I fucking take you serious. I don't take you for granted. I won't. That's why I'm here. I'm here to connect with you. I could be doing anything else in the world right now. I'm right here with you. I believe in you. Fuck, it feels good to say that. Does it feel good to hear that? I fucking believe in you. But it's important for us to believe in ourselves first. It's so important. I can't look for that approval and validation outside of me. As much as I wanted to be loved in certain ways, growing up and all these different experiences I've had in the past with certain people in my environments and outside of me, fuck, I really want to be approved and loved by those people. I always wanted that. If I just get that, then I'll fucking love myself and I'll be able to deserve love. I fucking let all that go. I fucking let all that go. I can't rely on anyone else for that. I have to give that to me. And I want everyone here who maybe struggles with that, and it's okay if you do, to know that it starts with you. You're the one that shows up for you. You got to be your biggest fan. I am for me. And if I do that, fuck. I know life's going to be beautiful, and it already is for me. You know, I look at it as like life, the experiences we have and the lessons we've been taught and all the stuff we've been through the good and through the really tough times. You learn from it. And at a certain point, it starts to make sense. And you start to understand why. And I'm just fucking grateful for all the moments I've had through the good and through the really tough, dark times too. But I want to let you know I'm right there with you and I can relate with you. And it starts with you. And I've gone through all different types of doors here and avenues. And you know what? I love it that way. When I talk to my friends, that's the best conversations, by the way. When you're able to fucking just go down different rabbit holes and slopes, that's fine. You know, you got a great connection with a friend when you both could do that with one another, by the way. It's true. So I kind of have that time to do with you. I let go of the perfectionism that I've grown up to be and be like. I'm not that anymore. I could give a fuck what someone thinks. If someone's got to be insecure and jealous of me, well, fuck. Something's mirrored back. That's not about me. And I know that if I'm jealous of someone and insecure of someone too, well, fuck. What am I thinking that I'm lacking by looking at someone else like that? Something's mirroring back to me. But I like to turn it into a positive. We're on another avenue, guys. Hang on tight. Buckle up. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. It's normal to be jealous. It's normal to feel insecure too at times. But when it gets to a point of extreme jealousy, extreme insecurity, and extreme envy, then we got to really look back at ourselves and say, okay, what the fuck? What's going on? I think that I've been there. I think a lot of people have been there. The comparison game. If we can turn how we feel into a positive, like looking at someone else across from you. Maybe you think they got better teeth than you, a better nose, a cooler hairstyle, nicer car, whatever society's throwing at you. Those damn apps. If you see that, if you could really go back in and really understand why that stems from and what it connects to, it becomes beautiful. And if you could actually turn that around back to the person and say, you know what? Hey, I wanted to let you know something. I really like your hair. It's dope. I think it looks really nice. And yeah, it completely stands out. So I just wanted to let you know and tell you how I feel. How cool would that be if you turned down that avenue, if you turned down that way? I'm telling you, a positive goes a long way for you and for the other person across from you who's innocent. So I just wanted to say that too. But values, we're back on values. The values. You know what? There's a homework assignment. CG's giving you guys a homework assignment. I haven't done this yet for you guys. So I want to do this. I want you guys to list as many values as you can feel and see for yourself and that you'd want in your partner. Write it down. Do it over the weekend. When you find time, please do it. I'll let you know what I've written up. I'll name my first, I have 40 here. I'll name 15. I'm only going to do the 15, the first 15. Okay. So I can give you an idea of what it is that maybe you could connect to with maybe my own or even your own. That's different. But like, these are the values I look for. There's 40 of them. Here's the first 15 of mine. And I headline it, values I want in me and I love in my partner. The first one's loyalty. The second one's honesty. The third one's respect. The fourth one is feeling chosen. The fifth one is great communication. The sixth one is affection, love affection. The seventh one is emotionally safe. Number eight, physically safe too. Number nine, nurturing. 10, physical touch. My biggest love languages are physical touch, words of affirmation, and quality time, which I listed after that. The next one is having gratitude for one another. That's so important. I'm going to look my person in the eye and look at her and say, hey, I fucking love you. I'm pretty lucky. And I have so much gratitude for you. And I kid you not. When I am with my next partner, she's going to know every fucking day how grateful I am to have her. Because I don't take that shit for granted. I will show her that. I will show her that. I will express how I feel. And I will show her how much and how lucky I am to have her in my life and my presence. That shit's important. That's a note to the dudes. That's a note to the girls too. That is very important. Uplifting. I think being uplifting towards our partner is huge. And the last one, we'll try to keep this PG, but making love is very important to me. I think it's, in many ways, there's different ways of intimacy that I like. Cuddling, you could do all sorts of things. We'll keep it PG. But slow and sensual intimacy is something that I like a lot. And that's one of many things. So a lot of those things are important to me. Okay. If you guys can list, and this is what I did, all the values that mean a lot to you, that connect to for you and your future partner or current partner, right? But also the things that don't align with you. That would be the next homework assignment. What are those things that you just would not tolerate in your own romantic relationship or any type? That's important because at the right time, there will be a conversation of boundaries. And those are important to talk about. And yeah, it's really important. It's super important to talk about. It's a big, 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 big key thing to go over and to be aligned with your partner on. Because, of course, we would always want our partner to feel emotionally safe and comfortable at all times. Guys, this was a roller coaster again. And my favorite type of episodes, if I'm doing one-on-ones with you, I want to say thank you. Thank you for hopping on. Thank you for enjoying this ride with me. I want to say it's been so fun to live out my passion, one of many right now. And there are going to be many other things I do and try. But I want to say the podcast and doing this, giving back, showing love, and connecting with all of you is just a huge, huge, huge deal to me. So I want to say thank you again for always taking the time, putting your energy and time into this with me, into being here in the present moment. I want to say, please go out and have a beautiful week for me. And I'd love to hear back. Email me at oneononewithcg@gmail.com. Let me know. I want to hear what comes up for you with your own values and maybe the boundaries that you have that you don't align with too. Give it all to me. Email it to me. I will acknowledge you through email. I would love to hear from you. Please have a great rest of your week. And I will be talking to you soon.
3 in the morning, making love, laid on the floor of your apartment. Bird's eye view of the two of us, face and makeup and cheap fake blood. What you think about when you think about love? I'm dumbstruck when you're tender, but it's 3 in the morning, be in the moment, here in the moment, free in the moment. It tears through my head, does it haunt you too? Diamonds in the dark in your own bedroom. Made me just for you. You held me so close that I broke in two. It tears through my head, does it haunt you too? Never really said that I loved you too. Lucky, lucky you, cause I'm fortune's fool. Such small words, but they hit so huge. Subtle romance, 10-ton heartache sitting on your back, scared of the crack where the light comes through. I'm only really me when I'm here with you, and it gets into your head like a cosmic zoom. Cold on the door like an old space suit. So long, cowboy, you're so cool. Cash in hand with a memory of you. I don't think I realize just how much I miss you. Back then we were just creatures in heaven.